Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedders. This is Mac and Nicole with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Townsville residents are being warned to stay alert as North Queensland prepares to face more torrential weather. In 24 hours, Townsville and the surrounding area was hit by 120 millimetres of rain, with the Bureau of Meteorology saying it's been the wettest March since the 1940s. Western Queensland is also expecting record rains, with towns like Quilpie under threat of being flooded.
The Queensland government has approved a 100-day review of Olympic infrastructure in the wake of the 2032 Olympic Games. Premier David Crisafulli met Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Monday, where a cabinet meeting was held and a plan was signed off along with discussions about education funding. The arrangement details of the Brisbane Olympics are yet to be revealed, including the location of the athletes' village, plans for the Gabba, and if there will be a new stadium in Victoria Park.
In national news, the source of a toxic microalgae bloom in South Australia that caused a fish and octopus die-off along beaches has been identified. Environmental authorities discovered that the algae species Carinia micimatoi bloomed as a result of a marine heatwave with warmer than usual sea temperatures. Swimmers at the beaches reported sore eyes, blurry vision and coughing fits after swimming in the water 2 weeks ago before authorities closed the sites.
The pre-election federal budget is set to be announced tonight. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has warned a deficit will occur in this year's spending after 2 years of surpluses, meaning the government will spend more than earned. Some expected bids from Labor in the budget are energy bill relief, healthcare, education, housing and childcare.
All right, get ready for this one. In international news, a US journalist was accidentally added to a group chat where government officials discussed plans for a strike against the Yemen. Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, said he was added to a Signal message group that had several accounts appearing to belong to cabinet members and national security officers. This included Vice President J.D. Vance, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and John Ratcliffe, director of the CIA. The Signal group has the Signal group chat discussed foreign policy and plans for a strike against the Houthi rebel group. Goldberg said that although he originally had very strong doubts the chat was real, events discussed in the chat eventually took place. The White House has since confirmed the journalist was accidentally added to the message thread and are now investigating how the number was added to the message chain.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The tide is at its highest, but it's receding now until 1:30 p.m. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.